This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
He'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. And if you have not heard, Jeffrey Epstein has been arrested. That was yesterday morning. I happened to be in the studio when that was announced. I was like, going, oh, I'm going to get on live radio right now and tell everybody about Jeffrey Epstein, accused of luring girls to his Manhattan mansion and abusing them, Comey's daughter, to prosecute? Big question mark about that one, right? Faces 45 years, flight risk, docs could expose powerful politicians, businessmen developing. Nervous time for friends and enablers, Trump quote surfaces. Wire, worry for president. We'll see about that. This is all just part of the old Jeffrey Epstein thing that we've all been talking about. And everybody and their mother who knew Jeffrey Epstein and knew him as a person back in the day that was harmless, didn't necessarily know about his other secret life. Anyway, just a little pressure on some people. So we've got a lot of other things going on. Deutsche Bank in red. This is, I guess you can say, the canary in the mine shaft, and that's exactly what's happening here. We're looking at a big situation, certainly for New California. We've been talking about this. Here it is. This is what, and we're just in July. Gee, what a position to be in, right? Here you go. So we got a lot of things going on. We've got some polling information that we're going to talk about. The polling information, Trump reaches high in ABC Wash poll. Got that one a little tight up there. Anyway, we've got battles between Nancy Pelosi and Ocasio-Cortez. They're battling old and new, right? This is one that I think is classless, of course. I know all of you have been doing the FIFA soccer thing and all this stuff for these the American girl. I'm not impressed with them at all. I think they're very much misrepresenting our country in a very poor, trashy fashion. And of course, this is they win by the way, this is, I want to tell you something, a little bit of a story about winning and winning ugly and being the ugly American on foreign soil as athletes and misrepresenting our country. Okay, I mean, I just, because, you know, we are so good and so much better in so many ways from an athletic standpoint than all the other countries of the world. I mean, it's really not a fair fight. It really isn't. And I can think back, I mean, they're very skilled athletes. They've had all the grooming, much better grooming in terms of their athleticism than anybody can imagine. The best athleticism money can buy for female athletes. And I've dealt with elite Olympic star athletes and Olympians many, many years. And so I know how this whole thing plays out when you have very, very talented individuals. But if you're very talented and you're winning, and you're winning and you're trampling and you're just destroying other teams, you really should win with a little bit of humility and show some class and dignity. And as far as I'm concerned, none of these players on this team have done that. They have not. And so therefore, they're poor representation, they're misrepresentation. I guess you can call them the Obama girls on the apology tour for the United States. This is what you see here. It's kind of interesting. About New York City to throw ticker tape parade for them. Hmm. Soccer fans chant F Trump on live TV. Nice. Nice. This is the Daily Mail. Now they can really celebrate. U.S. women's soccer team wins its fourth World Cup by beating Holland 2-0 after Megan Rapinoe broke a scoreless tie on a penalty kick in the first 61st minute, and Rose Lavallee sealed the victory with a goal in the 69th. So, anyway, but they have been snubbing the president and snubbing our country, in my opinion. And I want to say this, it is interesting when we play other teams, and they're supposed to have as equal, you know, equals, I guess you'd say, in terms of athletics. And that's just not the case. There is nobody who has the equals of the United States. Because we're that big, we're that good, and we have an enormous, endless talent pool for these sort of things. So we should be winning. We should win, and we do. I'm a little bit concerned about the behavior of these ladies off the field. And, you know, I can remember one other time. In fact, I was there. I bore witness to this. And that was in the 1992 Olympics. I was in Barcelona, Spain. And I was watching the Dream Team. Remember that one? Magic Johnson. I mean, look who you had up there. Michael Jordan. And I mean, you had all the greats that America... That was the first year professional athletes could compete in the Olympics. And here you had the best of the best of the NBA and colleges, mostly NBA, that were playing for the Dream Team. Remember Larry Bird? The so-called Dream Team? And, you know, it was interesting because I was actually in the town. I can't remember the name of the town. It's where they make all the statuary. I'll think of it here in a second. I'd just been in that town and came out and... ended up back in Barcelona, and I turned on the TV. Actually, they had the big TV on going in the hotel room, but then I went to my room and watched it, and I could see the nervousness, the apprehension, believe it or not, on the faces of the players in the first game. I'll never forget that. And within 5 minutes, the game was over. We were playing Romania or something like that. Maybe it wasn't Spain. But anyway, it was over in the first 5 minutes. There was just no way the team that we were playing, I mean, it was, I'd say, freshman-level basketball versus the NBA. High school freshman-level basketball. That would be a classic comparison. Why? Because I coached freshman basketball for years. I could see it. And of course, then they come out and play the next game the next night, and it's not even close. This time the game is over in 3 minutes. It's pathetic. I mean, because there was no defense against that kind of offense. And of course, there was no offense against their defense. Because after all, you know, it was Larry Bird and crew, right? So here, what happened was a huge backlash started to develop in Barcelona. I'll never forget this. And that was the talk of the town, was the NBA Dream Team and how they were crushing everybody. And it wasn't fair. They shouldn't have professional athletes there amongst all these rank amateurs. And pretty soon what happened was the word got around, we're not going to go there. And then some of the jeering started at our Dream Team. Because they were so good, and we were crushing them, but we were doing it not with humility. So the NBA, I believe, and the U.S. Olympic organizers got together and said, you know, we can't have this. We can't have this breakdown going on. So I was standing in the Las Ramblas, right there in the Las Ramblas, at the very end of the Las Ramblas, where Cristobal Colón points his fingers to the west in the harbor. And all of a sudden, a couple of the big tour buses pull up in the circle. And guess what? Out walks the Dream Team. They knew they had a huge PR problem. And they knew that if they got those players out there to meet the people, it might go away, and it did. I just don't see this one going away for the U.S. soccer team. But congratulations on the win anyway. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Okay, so this all this twisted stuff that's going on with Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein, we reported on this years ago. It's kind of interesting. And of course, the sex trafficking thing was always a big percolator for us. Because it's not any different now than what the Democrats are doing, right? They're still doing this sort of thing. So, as these cases are, and as we've reported to you, oftentimes they can be sick and twisted, but they can also be fraught with, can you get the evidence? In a lot of cases. So, prudence in terms of timing and gathering information is important in these cases. One small little strand unravels it all. Unravels a lot of it. Any kind of investigation like this. So this is what we've had here in this case. Now, the Epstein case, interesting. This is from Bloomberg. They do, I think, a pretty good job of kind of putting some pieces of the puzzle together. And the Daily Beast is, they're the ones behind it all in this recent current one. And they have really, I think, I read the articles yesterday. I gawked all over them. And I have some, well, I think some fairly strong opinions about what's going on now and what went on back then in 2007. You may recall that back in 2007, Epstein was running this thing about his Fantasy Island business, and he was flying people. This is the so-called charge that was going on. That he had been doing this for years, and he had a book full of all kinds of personalities and people, and he was a big-time financier, someone that everybody would know who ran in those circles of high finance along the East Coast, and the presidents. So he kept a book, and lo and behold, many names are on that book, and many people visited the islands and visited his own place in Palm Beach. And, of course, this is where it all starts to come together. Now, we were quite concerned at the time when we were seeing all these stories and saying, God, you got to get these guys, this guy. It's a ring, you know. This sort of gives you an idea how these rings actually do work with the Epstein case, especially when, you know, this is the kind of stuff that 20 years before I was taught all these different links, all the different investigations. How do you do these investigations? How they're fraught with all kinds of misinformation, disinformation. You have people that are good people drawn in with bad people with good people. And, you know, you have people making cases about, hey, you know, you had sex the other night with that little girl, and you know what, we're going to hold it over your head, give us $2 million today, and we won't go away. We'll come back and ask for $5 million in 2 weeks, and you better have it. You know, the extortion stuff goes on all the time. This is the compromising things that they've done with politicians for years. Anthony Weiner, anyone? I mean, my God. Anyway, so this is the kind of stuff that's going on. So this is where we have it right now. I'm going to read to you so you have a little bit of an idea here. We'll have some other audio clips. This is from Bloomberg Opinion. At some point in a Manhattan courtroom on Monday, Jeffrey Epstein, in other words today, a prominent money manager who owns sprawling homes in Palm Beach, New York, and the Virgin Islands and other locales, is likely to be charged as a sex trafficker and pedophile by federal prosecutors. All right. How are we going to do that? It says Epstein, who had been accused repeatedly over the years of manipulating and molesting underage girls, was arrested at a New Jersey airport on Saturday, according to multiple media reports. The Daily Beast, which broke the news of Epstein's arrest, said prosecutors will accuse the financier of luring minors and other women to his homes by offering cash for massages and then sexually molesting them. Now, this, my understanding, is a recent charge. This also, if this is true, this also goes to what we always say when you're investigating these kind of cases, is that these guys are repeat offenders. Yes, they are. I mean, that is a fact. But I'm not saying this is the fact in this case, because I don't know. I'm just throwing this out there. But it's consistent based upon what we have seen with the Daily Beast. And if, in fact, the case was totally prosecuted in 2007, may have turned out that he was doing just that. It says, in an interesting twist, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan has put its public corruption unit in charge of the Epstein case. Not as might be expected, its human trafficking team, although the latter unit is being consulted reportedly, it is likely, at least in part, that the case is being handled by corruption prosecutors because of a controversial and lenient plea deal struck between Epstein and federal law enforcement officials in Florida back in 2008. Now, this is where it gets to be interesting. Epstein and federal law enforcement officials in Florida, says the financier, was being investigated at the time for having sex with underage girls. Okay. 11 years ago, 12 years ago, he was being investigated for sex with underage girls. See, my point through that strand of consistency based upon what the Daily Beast is saying, that now, fast forward 2019, he's doing the same thing. Why? Because he thinks he can get away with it. And he has no control. These individuals have no control sexually over these things. The financier was being investigated at the time for having sex with underage girls, many of them orphans and runaways, at his Palm Beach mansion. Now, I'm going to juxtaposition this. Orphans and runaways. How about unaccompanied minors coming across the border? Huh? Oh, they become orphans and runaways, right? The game has been upped. I'm just telling you. That is a fact. Why do you think there's two things that these children, these orphans, these runaways, these unaccompanied minors, it's either sex or money or both. They can be sex trafficked, exploited that way. Then they can be placed in the foster care system in one of the 50 states, and they can be exploited that way. Because, you know, you pay money for foster care, right? Yeah. What do you think that $4 billion we just got from the House is all about? The Justice Department said in February that it had planned to investigate the allegations that department attorneys may have committed professional misconduct in the matter in which the Epstein criminal matter was resolved in Florida. Later that month, a federal judge ruled that the same group of attorneys broke the law by not telling Epstein's victims that the plea deal existed. The Miami-based prosecutors had prepared a 53-page federal indictment against Epstein, but his deal allowed him to plead guilty only to a state charge of soliciting a minor for prostitution. He served 13 months in a Palm Beach prison that allowed him to leave 6 days a week to work. The deal also granted immunity to any of Epstein's potential conspirators who otherwise might have been swept up in the abuses. In his abuses. Alexander Acosta. No, it's not the same person as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, right? Don't get confused. But Acosta, who is now President Donald Trump's labor secretary, was the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Florida in 2008, and he supervised the group of lawyers that forged the Epstein deal. Members of Acosta's team from that period have said that they lacked the evidence to prove Epstein had violated federal law and did as much as they could to see that justice was served. There you go. There's more to this, and we'll get to that. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yep, Jeffrey Epstein. A little bit of trouble. But, see, now you can see the wicked ways of these people. Somehow, this Alexander Acosta, who is now President Trump's labor secretary, was the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Florida. And he supervised the group of lawyers that forged the Epstein deal. Members of Acosta's team from that period have said they lacked the evidence to prove Epstein had violated federal law. Which I'm not sure what that was. They lacked proof that he had violated federal law. Much as they could see that justice was, much as they could do, they saw that, said that justice was served. But Julie Brownie, my Miami Herald reporter, and I remember all this, published a series of stories last fall that raised questions about Acosta's independence and prompted the new federal probes of the U.S. Attorney's Office in Miami. There you go. Brown's story took note of the extensive network of political businesses and legal allies assembled by Epstein over the years and questioned the extent to which that network may have protected him or helped cushion his fall. It included a former president, Bill Clinton, the UK's Prince Andrew, powerhouse attorneys such as Alan Dershowitz, Kenneth Starr, and Roy Black, and business contacts such as Ghislaine Maxwell, daughter of the late publishing tycoon Robert Maxwell, and Leslie Wexner, the owner of retailer Victoria's Secret. Several years ago, Gawker published a copy of Epstein's address book, and it was packed with marquee names from Hollywood, Wall Street, and Washington. This is where it gets to be dicey. Trump's name was among them, too. As you would suspect. There you go. Seeing the president's name mixed in with dozens, if not hundreds, of other well-known personalities is hardly unusual. He has had a certain form of celebrity for a very long time, but for a while, Trump was more than just a casual acquaintance of Epstein, they say. Here we go. The financier was a member of Trump's Palm Beach Club, Mar-a-Lago. And the men dined at one another's homes. Trump flew on Epstein's plane at least once. Once. At least once. According to Brown, Epstein is quoted in court papers as saying he wanted to set up his modeling agency, which prosecutors believed he used to get access to underage girls the same way Trump set up his modeling agency. Anything wrong with that yet? Although a court filing says Mar-a-Lago eventually dumped Epstein from its ranks after he approached an underage girl there, Trump has generally spoken about Epstein fondly to me and others. I have known Jeff for 15 years. Terrific guy, Trump told New York Magazine in 2002. Now, let's not get lost here now. I believe when he dropped Epstein, because Epstein did what? Approached an underage girl at Mar-a-Lago. And I think that was sometime after that quote. It says his quote was, "He has a lot of fun. He's a lot of fun to be with. It's even said that he likes beautiful women as much as I do, and many of them are on the younger side." That's Donald Trump's quote. Oh, but they leave the article. They just leave it there. Shocking. Shocking, aren't you? Shocked by that? So, now here's some other parts of this little story that gets a little richer, a little deeper. And then we're switching to a different story here. We're switching to guns, in other words. Nervous time for friends and enablers. Docs could expose powerful politicians, businessmen, and so on. Says worry for the president. I don't think so. Here's one that's really interesting. Comey's daughter to prosecute. Just got the coffee. Maureen Comey. Article is from Law and Crime. Guess whose daughter is reportedly a prosecutor in Jeffrey Epstein's case? Maureen Comey. Daughter of former FBI Director James Comey is reportedly a prosecutor in the new criminal case against convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. And the details come out in a CNN, shocking report. The sources described as a person with knowledge of the case. Aren't you shocked that CNN is getting this lead? How come they didn't give it to Agenda 21 Radio? I wonder why. This details. Do I have to teach these guys how to write these articles? Come on, you want your content out here. We're sharing it, and you can't. I'm combining. The details come. I'm restructuring the sentence structure so we can read it and understand. Details have come out of a new CNN report. See, I can't even do that. The source is described as a person with knowledge of the case. This and the Associated Press article are backing up the Daily Beast report. that broke news about Epstein's facing new charges. Boy, this, I'm sorry, I got to go to the Daily Beast report on this because this guy, whoever wrote this, is terrible. Anyway, it says that Maureen Comey is an assistant U.S. attorney in the Southern District of New York. She's worked on cases involving alleged racketeering, drugs, weapons offenses, embezzlement, obstruction of justice, and robbery. Like father, like daughter, her dad was a U.S. attorney for the same office before becoming U.S. Deputy General under President George W. Bush. Despite being a Republican, at least at the time, he became FBI Director under President Obama. Sure. And a controversial, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so Maureen Comey is on the case. Right. So let's go, let's switch to the bigger guns. get away from that article. Man, somebody ought to go back to visit Mrs. Gunn, my 12th grade English teacher. There you go. Discipline. You need discipline in your writing. That's the way she treated me. She gave me, well, she beat me around the head and shoulders. The infamous Mrs. Gunn story. So this is from the Daily Beast. We have excerpts in our own story on Agenda 21 Radio. But there are some interesting things about this. It says Saturday's arrest by the FBI Crimes Against Children's Task Force comes about 12 years after the 66-year-old financier essentially got a slap on the wrist for allegedly molesting girls of dozens of underage girls in Florida. And more than, For more than a decade, Epstein's alleged abuse of minors has been the subject of lawsuits brought by victims, investigation by local and federal authorities, and exposés in the press. But despite the attention cast on his alleged sex crimes, the hedge funder has managed to avoid any meaningful jail time, let alone federal charges. You got to suss this out. You have local, and then you have state, and then you have federal charges pending, right? Somewhere? I don't know. There's confusion in the miasma of this story. This is the difficulty, though. This is the difficulty in sex crime cases that they have. Just only part of it. We'll see. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Gosh, this Epstein thing just won't go away. Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. I'm going to make it go away right now, at least this part of it. I'm not really sure. They're charging him with new crimes, apparently. This is what I understand. And it's not clear to me, so I want to make sure that you know, we kind of get all this out there and understand it. It's not really made clear to me yet if it's a new set of crimes or what, you know. If it's a new set of crimes or what, that's not really clear. Or are they trying to do something that's going to play into getting him charged again, recharged? I don't know about the statute of limitations back then. Whether they're trying to sully the reputations of the people who handled it back then. And again, I'm just throwing these things out here based upon my own experiences and this thing over the years. What are the real federal charges? That's going to have to be determined. And then making them actually stick with witnesses, that's going to be another problem. And usually it is the witnesses that is the problem. Now, and again, I'm not trying to besmirch the witnesses at all, because these are highly intense, sensitive, you know, crimes against the people, if in fact they happen. There's no doubt. I mean, let's be very, very clear. We all stand against it. That's what we've worked on for years, and we hate this kind of stuff going on, right? So do we have a situation where some of these allegations currently are coming out that he's a repeat offender? Remember, I talked about this. These guys usually repeat and repeat and repeat. And part of the sexual gratification for people like this, believe it or not, is the pursuit. Yeah, going out here, doing these things, and then being pursued. The gratification, I got away with it. I got that. You know, that's a feeling of success, exhilaration. It's like one of the people that we're working with it. It's like scoring a big touchdown in a big game. You know, you get the juices. Well, have you ever scored a touchdown? I've never scored a touchdown in a football game, but I got close one time. And I can tell you, yeah, we're all excited. That's part of the feelings, like other feelings that Mr. Epstein would get. So this is stuff that's going to return and return and return. That's my whole point about this. So these sexual gratification things, these trysts that he would develop. But he was using the same techniques. It's almost like, you know, the child molester walking down the street and sees a little girl and says, here, have some candy, then abducts, you know, that whole thing. Basically, it's fishing, as they say, and they lure the children in. Well, that's what they do. And, of course, taking advantage of children being sex trafficked, right? Yes, the sex slave scandal that exposed pedophile billionaire. Maybe we have an answer in this article, and we've been perusing, getting all the flash-up screens, people saying, yeah, they've got this, Paul, we got this. This is Where is this from? It's not from the Daily Beast. It's from, oh, the New York Post. Shocking. This is from October 9th. Okay, October, listen to this date. This is why I'm saying there's a lot of miasma going on here. October 9th, 2016. New York Post. The sex slave scandal that exposed pedophile billionaire Jeffrey Epstein. Get it? It says in 2005, the world was introduced to a reclusive billionaire, reclusive, that's a key thing, Jeffrey Epstein, friend to princes and an American president, a power broker and the darkest of secrets. He was also a pedophile accused of recruiting dozens of underage girls to a sex slave network, buying their silence and moving along, although he has been convicted of only one count of soliciting prostitution from a minor. This is this Maureen Callahan from the New York Post. Visitors to his private Caribbean island, also known as Orgy Island, have included Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew, and Stephen Hawking. Stephen Hawking? Are you kidding me? You know who Stephen Hawking is? He's quadriplegic. I can't remember what disease he had. He was in a wheelchair, and he can't even talk. I'll let that one lie. It says, according to a 2011 court filing by alleged Epstein victim, Virginia Roberts Gouffray, she saw Clinton and Prince Andrew on the island but never saw the former president do anything improper. Gouffray has accused Prince Andrew of having sex with her when she was a minor, a charge Buckingham Palace has denied. Epstein lives less than 1 mile away from me in Palm Beach, author James Patterson tells The Post. In the 11 years since Epstein was investigated and charged by the Palm Beach Police Department, ultimately copping a plea to serving 13 months on one charge of soliciting prostitution for a 14-year-old child, Patterson has remained obsessed with the case. He's a fascinating character to read about, Patterson says. What is he thinking? Who is he? Patterson's new book, Filthy Rich. A powerful billionaire, the sex scandal that undid him, and all the justice that money can buy, is an attempt to answer such questions, co-authored by John Connolly and Tim Malley. The book contains detailed police interviews with the girls who were sexually abused by Epstein and others, he alleges. Okay, so this is a book deal here. Part of it. Says Epstein has spent the bulk of his adult life cultivating relationships with the world's most powerful men. Flight logs show that from 2001 to 2003, Bill Clinton flew to Epstein's private island, dubbed the Lolita Express by the press, 26 times. And Donald Trump flew it once. After Epstein's arrest in 2006, federal tax records show Epstein donated $25,000 to the Clinton Foundation that year. Shocking. He's also a regular visitor to Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago and two were friends, according to the Daily Mail. Trump was a frequent diner. Well, you got this from the other story. Anyway, there's a lot to this. 26 times.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay. The question is, really, at this point in time, will Donald J. Trump be affected by this? I don't think so. The Comey angle with the daughter trying to go after Trump or whatever, you can see how this whole thing, we got to play it up. So the Jeffrey Epstein thing, I think that Jeffrey Epstein is going to hurt a lot of people, but not Donald Trump. You know, in those circles, you never know what you're dealing with. You never do. So let's see. Bill Clinton flew on the Lolita Express 26 times. Donald Trump one time. And they go back to a 1990 quote, apparently, about, "I've known Jeff for 15 years. Said Trump, terrific guy. He has a lot of fun. A lot of fun to be with. It is even said that he likes beautiful women as much as I do." That's a fact, isn't it? We know that. "And many of them are on the younger side." Well, he's got a younger wife. "No doubt about it, Jeffrey enjoys his social life." Okay, but I'm sorry. This guy, Donald J. Trump, flew on the Lolita Express one time. And Bill Clinton, 26 times. Okay, so there's, I'm putting it in perspective. They've got to have some kind of dirt to throw around to distract away from the real dirt that's coming down by the inspector generals. Now, that's another story, isn't it? Okay, nice try on that one. Nice try on that one. I'm trying to put it all in perspective to kind of get your juices going. Anyway, drink Agenda 21 coffee, by the way. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, h21r.com, and newcaliforniastate.com, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.